this whole point of his being and his resurrection is to rule and to command us. And yes, beloved, I know there's something within us that hates to be commanded. I feel it. I know it. We gristle. We clench. But Jesus, who died for you, loves you. He's gracious. He's kind. He's benevolent. He's good. He's compassionate. He's meek. He's lowly. He's loving. He knows how to be a commander. Do we really think we can chart out a better life and existence than the Prince who is the Prince of Peace, the infinite God of heaven? This is what it means to be Christian. This is Christianity 101. This is not apostolic elitism. You know, those guys really had it together. I can see their obedience. I can see where they repented, Peter and his repentance, but that's not for all Christians. It is. That's what defines you as a Christian. You've been forgiven because you've come under the ruler, the commander, and you want your life to be shaped by his commands. That's what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, isn't it? When he was speaking to the church at Corinth, who had a struggle with this, a huge struggle. And in this second letter, what does he say to them? He says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, so that they which live should no longer." Double underline, italics, highlighter. No longer, no longer live unto themselves, but unto him who died and rose again. What's the purpose of his resurrection? To be a prince. What's the prince do? He's a commander. What do? We no longer live for self. In that same context, Paul says, "For if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God." You remember the old things? When you lived for yourself? Or maybe I'm talking to someone who's still doing that, even today. You haven't come under the prince. You like the thought of forgiveness, but you just don't like the thought of being under a ruler. Now, how do you live? Well, you're the prince. You're the ruler. So every day you wake up, and what you think, and what we used to think, is all things were created for me. Marriage is for me. Family's for me. Parents are for me. Work is for me. Entertainment's for me. Church is for me. Everything exists for me and my pleasure. And then we begin to live just like that, don't we? Nobody had to tell you. Nobody instructed me that I needed to live that way. It was just my bent. I lived for myself. I was the prince of my own life. And I lived so that everything would serve what I wanted out of life. Do you live that way, beloved? I understand we still do struggle with that way and we still fall into that way of thinking. But Paul says the reason Jesus died, get this, the very reason he died, is gloriously for forgiveness, but first, it's to be a prince, a ruler, so that you would no longer. I think we should wake up every morning and say, "No longer, Lord, by your grace, no longer." Now, that's not a no longer that there's any sin. It's a no longer living for myself. I commit my way to the prince. I commit my life to what he wants, what he's after. You see, the only thing that keeps a person from the forgiveness of sins is repentance and faith. Because Jesus will not share the throne in terms of him being a prince. We will occupy that throne as kings and priests, but there's only one prince. And that means then the one thing for me to do is to change my way of thinking and change my way of living. In fact, the word repentance means a change of mind as it appears to one who's repented of a change of purpose. And what was my purpose? Paul hit it, didn't he? To live for myself. How do I change that purpose of living for myself and coming under the ruler and commander? I've got to change my way of thinking. Not just one time, years ago, daily. I've got to wake up and rethink my life because my flesh always wants to think one way. For me, to me, and through me. Every day it requires that we think differently. Reassess our purposes. What are you living for? What do you go to work for? Why are you in school? Just for yourself or for Him that died and rose again? See, the prince, God raising up, would have us to bring everything under His lordship. Soul, life, body, heart, thoughts, emotions. When we do that, gloriously, we're forgiven. And when we usurp that authority, what do? We repent. When we have the wrong purposes, we repent. And so repentance, beloved, that Peter's calling for is not a one-time act. It is a lifetime process of sanctification whereby we keep changing our thinking, coming under His will, His way. And as Jesus says, dying to self.